Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan, Michael Van Sewell, and Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission. It's news, information, and commentary, not just our commentary, but yours too, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We issue a new edition of National Detroit Weekly every week at 6:30 here on blogtalkradio.com. And just look for National Detroit Weekly or ND Weekly. Or look for Speak On It or Michael Van Sewell. Any of those keywords will get you to National Detroit Weekly. And you can go back and listen to other programs that we've issued in the past. So we're glad you're here. And just to let you know that I'm being truthful, Pastor Taylor is right here. How are you, Pastor Taylor?
Oh, it's an awesome day, that the day that the Lord has made, and I look forward to rejoicing with you guys tonight.
And we are excited because there's some things we want to talk about. Harold Sullivan is also going to be chiming in shortly. And some of you know he is a blogger online, and he has been involved with Detroit Radio for many years now, and you might have heard his voice on some commercial recordings. So he is a radio veteran, just like myself. But we balance it out with somebody who is genuinely part of the ministry and has her own outreach, Pastor Taylor with Beacon Outreach Mission. And we're so glad that she's a part of the program. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by American Standard Roofing. Okay, the snow melted, okay? The snow melted right now, but so now's a chance to get it done. Now's a chance to get it fixed. Tell them you heard it here on National Detroit Weekly. American Standard Roofing, the number is 248-350-2323. And like I said, not only is free estimates, they've got professional certified crews. Financing is available. If you can't put all the cash down on it right now, financing is available. And they got gutters. They can fix gutters, skylights, siding. They have the finest, most durable materials. They are Michigan's number one roofer. They even have a design center there available to you. 502323. And I know, Pastor Taylor, you've got a couple of other supporters with you there. And I know you wanted to talk about them too. And
we have Hot Sam's. Hot Sam's is on 127 Monroe Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48226. They are open from the hours of Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Sunday, by appointment only. It's a place where you want to go get suited up. You want to get your alterations done. Man, come on, men and women. It is the holiday coming up, New Year's. You want to get a nice dress. You want to get a nice suit. Go to Hot Sam's and get your suit. I tell you, when you step out of there, you won't step out with no type of boring colors. They have all different beautiful colors that will perfectly fit you. Hot Sam's is a one-stop shop for the modern gentleman, located in the heart of downtown Detroit. You also have a professional, a casual clothing, outerwear, cuff, link, belt, hat, shoes, layaway plans, and unique services. Learn more about Hot Sam's and go to the next level. Also, you get a reward card, a group discount, a church uniform, ushers, men and women uniforms, full tailor shop, and free parking. Yes, that's right. I said free parking. All sizes, custom tailor, and tuxedo. Somebody about to get married, so you better go ahead and go to Hot Sam's and go get your free parking. The phone number is 313-961-6779. Thanks. Then you have Pastor Tashman and Walker. I tell you, you want to go to them for legal services. They are a committed law firm providing the best legal services to meet your specific needs. Also, their professional negligence, malpractice, medical, dental, legal, accounting, securities, engineering, architectural, pharmaceutical, personal injury, automobile. Somebody right now needs an automobile lawyer. I tell you, you need Haskell and Pasco, pedestrian, motorcycle accidents, truck accidents, construction site accidents. And then you need probate, Pascal Tashman. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Probate and estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney, guardianship, and conservators. Personal matters, real estate transactions, estate planning, family law, grandparenting rights, divorce, child custody, and child support. I know the women now, they getting fined for child support too. Not just the men anymore, also the women. So I know you need to call Pascal Tashman Walker PC. Their phone number is 248-353-7750. Call for free, no obligation consultation. And also, service provided, auto truck accidents, workers' compensation, social security disability, veterans benefits, medical mistakes, birth injuries, child custody, employment law, business litigation, probate and estate planning, criminal and DUI defense, bankruptcy. Again, the number is 248-353-7750. Thank you so much.
All right. This is National Detroit Weekly with Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission, Harold Sullivan, and my name is Michael Van Stool. Program this evening. There were a few things we wanted to look at today, including, I'm not just bringing these up to talk about it right now, but I'm just bringing them up because these are some of the things that crossed our desk while we were working on today's show earlier. One of them, well, I noticed that the big sinkhole in Fraser, Michigan, had a big story on MSNBC. So it has gone cable with this big sinkhole there. Do you know that 22 homes have been evacuated because of this sinkhole in Fraser, Michigan? So we're going to be talking about that. And apparently this is not the first time it's happened in right there, and it's not the first, and it's happened many times across the country. We do not know the unstable ground we are living on. There's so much going on under the ground that we live on. There are gas lines. There are electrical lines. There are sewer lines, and many more things that we don't know that they're digging and putting under the ground. Let me tell you something. There are fiber optic cables under the water from going from one country to the next under the sea. Do you know that? So not only is all this stuff going on under us, under the water, there are pipelines running under the ground, and some of them are running above ground. Hopefully we don't have an earthquake because we have so much stuff running above ground and underground, under the water. It's unbelievable. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the case where, let me tell you, and we've talked about this on National Detroit before, privacy issues. It is becoming epidemic in this country, the lack of privacy. You know, while I was working at the bank, you know, little old ladies would come up to me and they'll tell me their social security number so I can research and look up their account. And they'll be so concerned to tell me to tear up that piece of paper and throw it away or shred it. Let me tell you something. That little piece of paper was probably the safest place for their social security number that day. People don't even realize how insecure our information is. Do you know that the problem now between the U.S. and Russia is that Russia has hacked into the U.S. Election system, hacked into the Democratic Party, hacked into private emails? We've got some major issues. There's a, you know, And every once in a while, a case pops up in local and federal court about privacy issues. We had one the other day when the Justice Department wanted to access a terrorist's iPhone, and there were some issues about that. Well, now we've got another one concerning Amazon, so we're going to talk about that too. I know Harold wanted to talk a little bit about the little spat going on between Israel and Russia. Harold, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Michael. How are you?
Just fine. And I just was, you know, just prepping our listeners for what we've gone, and the listeners can chime in too, about some of these issues we're going on. And the last thing I wanted to talk about before we really just jump into one of these topics is I saw, Harold and Pastor Taylor, a list of a partial list of the celebrities and entertainers and singers that have passed in 2016. Harold, I started writing them down. I couldn't even keep up. I think I ended up writing about 20 of them. But this has been a tragic year for many reasons.
This will probably, Michael, go down, and Pastor Shauna, as one of the biggest losses of life in the entertainment industry in one year, in terms of number of individuals who have passed on and who have gone on. I was just sharing with someone the other day, I recalled last week when Carrie Fisher, her plane, they had to call an ambulance crew to meet the plane upon landing because she had suffered a heart attack on the plane. And once she deplaned and she was in the custody of the medical staff, I thought that perhaps there was an opportunity that she would be able to come through this. But sadly, was it yesterday or the day before that she did succumb to the heart attack? And only at 60 years of age, so that was very sad. And then another very popular individual, George Michael.
Yes.
Yep.
And you know, of course, Prince died this year also. And Harold, I jotted down a list. Morley Safer from CBS 60 Minutes. Muhammad Ali. We forget already that Ali died this year. Gene Wilder, the actor. Arnold Palmer. Where do you think you get that, what's that, lemonade from? Arnold Palmer, the golfer, died this year. Florence Henderson, Ron Glass, the actor, John Glenn, the astronaut, Alan Thicke, the actor, Craig Sager, the sports newscaster that wore all those crazy sweaters, jackets, actress Zsa Gabor, David Bowie, Nancy Reagan, Joe Garagiola, the sportscaster, and father of Steve Garagiola that's on Channel 4 here in Detroit, the comedian Gary Shandling. And at that point, I couldn't keep up. I couldn't write any more down. It was happening too fast. What a year.
What a year. And there are like 2 days left in the year, so let's pray that the list ends where we left off at it, and that there are no more tragic deaths of notables, or that everyone here
Harold,
listening
within
our.
Which one stands out to you as personally more? Were you affected by more than the other?
It's kind of hard to say, but I'm going to say if I may and provide you with a toss up. It would be Muhammad Ali and Prince. I think both of those individuals had immeasurable contributions into their respective spheres and scopes. Muhammad Ali, of course, because of his resistance to go against his religion, to go against his will, and to enter the armed services and to fight other individuals. I can still remember him saying, you know, why should I go off and kill Viet Cong because the Viet Cong have not done anything to me? My fight is right here in the United States. And I think that was a very bold stand when he made that stand back in the mid-60s. Prince, on the other hand, being one of the top musicians in the world, I mean, not only right here in the United States, but in terms of worldwide, his impact and his footprint on the entertainment industry is going to be felt for many, many years to come. I understand that inside of the Prince vault there are immeasurable numbers of songs and recordings that have yet to have been released, and some of them are in a finished state. So I'm pretty sure that we'll be continuing to hear Prince music going forward for many, many years. I guess the you know, some of the others that were notable were you know, just as it just made an impact on you. I was listening to the Alan Thicke commercials on the radio the day before he passed, the Optima tax relief commercials, and you know, his voice was so his voice was so clear and direct, and you know, he seemed like really the type of guy who was loving life and loving what he did for a living, and had everything going for him and everything to live for. Seemed to be very, very healthy, and you know, while playing hockey, some pickup hockey with his son out in Los Angeles, you know, succumbed right there on the ice, and the medical crew got there, and I understand that even on his way to the ambulance, you know, he was cracking jokes and putting his thumb up, and yeah, we'll always remember him as one of the top dads on television and what have you. So, yeah, it's a sad year, Michael, very, very sad year.
Yes. I want to ask Pastor Taylor also the same question as to which one or two of these entertainers did you feel most personally affected to that past, and that doesn't have to be with the list that I just mentioned. Maybe there's someone else that you know of this past year. Like I said, I couldn't even keep up when I was trying to write everything down. For me, I think Harold, it's the same as you, Prince and Ali. I remember sitting watching almost every Ali fight with my dad, and we, my dad and my brother, it was like you know, men's night, and we would gather around when the fight came on, because Ali dragged the fights out all the way to the end, whether he was going to beat them, whether he can beat them up early or not. He actually gave the advertisers time to advertise. He gave TV time. I mean, he did it. It was a, you know, big production. And if he, even if he could knock somebody on the first round, he let it drag a little bit so that we can watch a show. Watch him dance across the floor, you know?
He was a showman. Exactly.
Yes,
he was a showman.
And I miss those type of boxers. So it's Ali because it was part of my upbringing, and it was a time that me and my dad and my brother bonded while we were watching the Ali fights. And, of course, Prince, he was one of the last of those great entertainers. He gave us a show just like Michael Jackson, just like Madonna, and a couple others that they give you a show. When you pay nowadays, these guys, you don't get nothing for your money. You know, you go to a concert now, especially with the rappers, there's nothing going on except them, and you know, they just dress regular. But these people like Prince and Michael Jackson, Madonna, Cher. These were entertainers who entertained and gave you more bang for your buck. So I would say those two are the two. What about you, Pastor Taylor?
Well, it took me by surprise yesterday when I found out about the comedian Ricky Harris dying at the age of 54 years old. Everybody Hates Chris. And he's a producer, a comedian, funny as I don't know what, and lovable, family oriented, and loves stand up comedy. So to see him just the other day on Everybody Hates Chris and to see him on other programs that Ricky Harris is sad. Snoop has just lost his best friend in the 80s. They were very, very close, and he just lost his friend. And so I send my condolences to him and his family that he would have strength because he was so young. You know, the sad part about it is 1 minute you on TV, these are the greatest of all time. 1 minute you on TV, and he was doing right, and the next minute you're dead. It wasn't like he committed suicide or anything like that. It wasn't like he took pills or he was getting drunk or he was getting high or he had a bad lifestyle. He loved family. He loved making people laugh. Then the next person, Bobby Christina.
Bobby
Christina. That's so sad to me what has happened to her. I just actually just found out about it Sunday. I thought the girl was still living. You know, but sometimes the people want to follow behind their parents or they want to follow behind what the superstars are doing or they want to follow behind what other people are doing. And sometimes you're following down the wrong path. She was so young. Don't nobody know if her boyfriend did it. Don't nobody know if it was the person that killed Whitney Houston that did it. It's a mystery, and it's a sad mystery. But the funny part about it, guys, is that the same way Michael Jackson died, the same way that Whitney died, is the same way Bobby Christina died at a young age. Overdosed. It took to my heart because I'm only 32 years old.
Our number is 657-383-0565. And, yes, what a year. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan. My name is Michael Van Sewell, and Pastor Taylor is here from Beacon Outreach Mission. If you're looking for a car, I talked to Deacon Moe the other day from Avis Ford. He said that they're, you know, this is the year end right now, and they're trying to move the 2016 models out now. So you can get some good deals. And as far as I'm concerned, a 2016 is brand new, okay? 2015 is brand new to me, and 2014 is brand new. I don't care if that's a brand new car to me. But they're trying to move the 2016s out so they could bring the new 2017 Ford vehicles in. So if you want to get with a dealer that is going to help you get into that new car, none of that jive talking stuff that you hear on some of these stations, people yelling at you and all this stuff, trying to get your attention. Deacon Moe will sit down with you, put something together, your down payment, your trade-in. He can do a leasing. He can get you a very low interest rate. The better your credit, the better your rate can go down to almost nothing. He's a leasing specialist. He can work you through the A, B, and Z plans and, you know, put you into your brand new car. Call Deacon Moe. I'm sorry, what'd you say? That's right, for the new year. Get your car for the new year. If you didn't get one for Christmas, get one for yourself for New Year. Here's the number to call Deacon Moe. He's a sponsor here at National Detroit Weekly. The number is 248-226-2566. That's Deacon Moe at Avis Ford, award-winning Ford dealership at 12 Mile and Telegraph. The number is 248-226-2566. And tell
hey, guys,
them that you – great. And tell them that you heard it right here on National Detroit Weekly. All right, I want to just go to the callers and see what's on your mind. I know, Harold, you're there. So we do have a few callers on the line, and I just, you know, want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to to chime in. Harold, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, just kind of reflective right now, Michael and Shauna, because of the fact that, you know, it is the end of the year. You kind of look back over your year and you kind of assess. I mean, I guess that's something that we just naturally do in terms of who we are as a people. You know, did we achieve our goals for 2016? Was it a fruitful year? Was enough money coming in? You know, did our children attain their goals and their objectives? And, you know, as bad as I've heard people reflect on 2016, I have some really positive outcomes that I could look back on. One of them being my son's emergence into the theatrical world as a professional and producing his own vehicle, his own play, and working as an executive producer on some other projects, and getting ready to go into his own production going into the year 2017. So to see the maturity and all that he's doing really makes his mom and I very proud. I look back also on 2016 with respect to, you know, so many of the different challenges that I've had to overcome. And I see myself, you know, getting a little bit older, Michael, and, you know, with the age, of course, comes varying types of maladies or the inability not to move as quickly as you once did, the desire to want to do things the way that you used to, but, you know, not having the real capabilities of, you know, running that mile or, you know, standing up as quickly as you used to without your knees popping and all of those different kind of things. Going forward into 2017, I'm not one of those kind of persons who likes to make resolutions or predictions, but I do look forward to a very blessed year. You know, my ability to become closer with the Lord and have a better understanding of what His will is for me. So as opposed to me trying to push the envelope and saying, you know, Harold's going to do this and Harold's going to do that, you know, my position is at this point in time in my life at 62 years of age is, Lord, you know, you're guiding my path. You know, just tell me which way you want me to walk so that I'll be able to follow in those assigned footsteps. That's pretty much it, you know, Michael, with respect to what I'm looking at going forward into 2017. Hopefully also, too, this is just, you know, something on my end. I'm thinking, you know, because these hours, they go by so quickly that maybe going into 2017, we may be able to go to 90 minutes or perhaps even 2 hours.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it does get a little bit, it goes a little bit fast. And, you know, there's been some times when we just get into some great topics and we run out of time. And it usually is something that we really didn't plan on discussing. It just came up in the middle of our in conversation, you know. But, you know, we talked earlier today about the privacy issues, and I just touched on it shortly when we got online this evening, and that is the fact that all this technology is making our information vulnerable, and it seems like it's very easy for people who know this and how to maneuver and a you know, they know about technology, and it seems like it's so easy for them to grab our personal information and do whatever they want with it. We talked about it before earlier this year on National Detroit Weekly, on Speak On It, on other shows, but a case came up today in Arkansas that is pushing it to another limit. The Benton County prosecutor in Arkansas is demanding that Amazon, the giant superstore, online superstore, is demanding that Amazon release information from a system called Echo. Echo is one of those highly advanced, what do you call it? I'm trying to summarize it, but Echo integrates all of your daily life into a computer. You can talk to it, and you can tell it to dial somebody's phone number. You can access social media, your video games, your laptop. You can adjust the temperature in your house, open the garage. Almost everything that can be done electronically, you can access it through a system called Echo. And there are others, too. Some of them are on our cell phones. We just talk to our cell phones, talk to our computers. And one of them is called Siri. One of them is called Echo. And there are others, too. But what happened was there was a murder in a residence in Arkansas. And it's at trial right now. And the county prosecutor is asking for Amazon to release the Echo information or data because they believe that Echo was aware and heard and possibly even seen the murder that took place, depending on if there were cameras and recording devices set up. So you could possibly have this Amazon Echo system knows who the killer is. Isn't
solving
that strange?
Have the ability to solve the crime if the legal issues can be overcome with respect to privacy issues. You know, that's really something because, you know, as we progress and we go forward, you know, in 2016, you know, we've heard a lot of talk about the driverless vehicles. In fact, you have driverless vehicles on the road right now. They have driverless tractor trailers that are traversing the highways even now, even as we speak. They do have an attendant inside of the vehicle, but the vehicle is actually driving itself. So you can imagine if we can have vehicles that are driving themselves and the technology is also available for, you know, the echoes to be the voice and the see-all and the do-all in homes and in businesses and things of that sort. There is probably no end to, you know, what will take place in technology going forward. And technology continues to cascade new, more dynamic inventions and applications and purposes with each and every day. Even the Bible speaks about the increase of knowledge, Michael. And you have to ask yourself the question sometime, you know, is all of that increase in terms of technology really what we want? And, you know, those are questions that I ask myself quite a bit. I like technology. I enjoy technology. I've got pretty much many different types of apparatus, you know, laptops, and smartphones, and desktop computers and what have you. And with respect to what you were saying about the Echo and Amazon as a company, you know, you have to ask yourself the question: can I don't subscribe to any systems that are security systems. I don't subscribe to any. However, I don't know from one day to the next if my television, my smart television, isn't seeing my activity and recording data of, you know, my comings and goings and the things that I'm doing or the speech that I'm saying.
And we really don't know, do we, Harold? We don't know if we think we're turning off, we have an off-off, on-off button on our devices. How do we know that we're turning off our cell phones? How do we know we're turning off the TV set? How do we know we're turning off a system like Echo? It could still be on. I never believe that when we turn off our cell phones, we're actually turning it off. I still think that someone can still listen to every phone call we're making, read every text we're making, even though we pressed off I think that off button, I don't think it means anything. And we are all being fooled thinking that these on-off switches are really turning stuff on and off. Harold, like you told me earlier, just assume the stuff is always on and that things are being listened, you're being watched and listened to.
Govern yourself accordingly. Assume that you are.
Like they say in church, govern yourselves accordingly, right?
Right. Every assumption that you are being watched, you are being monitored, and that, you know, somebody is recording your activity, perhaps even in the privacy of your own home. I know this television on occasions, the television will be on, and I'm looking at it, and I'm engaged with the programming. My wife will come in, and then she and I will start engaging in dialogue between ourselves. Invariably, minutes down the line, there will come a prompt on the television which asks, "Are you still there?" I know the first time that happened, I was spooked by that. I was, and somebody said, "Well, you know, there's technology inside of the smart television that can, you know, determine whether or not the television is actually being watched." But, you know, what is the extent of that technology? How deeply does it go into, finding out what is happening in the privacy of my own home? If I'm sitting on the couch and, you know, happen to be walking through, just stepping out of the shower, is that going to be something that's going to be recorded and made public? So, you know, what we're finding here is we've got so much going on in the world. We've got drones. We've got, you know, spy ships. We've got spy gear. We've got all these different apparatus that
Brandon
we used
Southfield.
To see. Yeah, there's a store out there
in Southfield, Michigan. You have a spy shop.
Right in Southfield. Exactly. So if you're a suspicious spouse and you want to check up on your significant other,
don't give nobody no ideas to respond on their husband or their wife.
you know, and then I hear people say, I don't use a computer in a public place. You know
right.
what? If you use your computer in a public place, the likelihood is that information is going to be shared at some point in time anyway. You know,
even when you use your computer, your computer remembers everything that you put in there. You can't delete nothing.
And then everything that you put in, when you type in information, the first few letters of a search will oftentimes provide for you a drop down of past searches that you've engaged in. So you have to ask a question and scratch your head. Wait a minute now. I went to this particular website 3 weeks ago, and, you know, the computer somehow or another in the drop-down seems to remember my visiting this particular site. And do I want that or not? I'm thinking pretty much no. I mean, just
no.
Me personally.
No. And I think they say the only way to really not have that information available anymore is to take out the hard drive out of your computer or laptop and literally get a hammer and crush it and to smithereens. The way they said Hillary Clinton got rid of some of her emails, they're saying that that's what she did. But, you know, on your cell phone, same thing. You just have to crush the cell phone into as many little pieces. Take a hammer, take a sledgehammer or something, and beat it down until it doesn't exist anymore. That's the only way. Because I saw a report on NBC this week where they took cell phones and laptops that people threw away, and NBC recovered the information and went to their address because they got all that from their computer and told them all about their family. The pictures were still available. Passwords, addresses, bank account numbers, social security number, and this was stuff that they threw away. They thought they had thrown it out in the trash.
Well, Mike, here's one thing that I think you may have overlooked. Of course, taking the hammer to the actual apparatus, to the desktop, to the laptop, to the phone, the smartphone, the television, all of the things. All right, you can erase that documentation or any recording. But I think the one thing that you may not have thought about is the cloud. You know about the iCloud. So information
Stored. It's stored out there in the cloud somewhere, really. Basically, that's a good name for it because Harold, when we upload our pictures and other documents to a cloud, where is that?
Somewhere.
You know, right. Where is that information? It's on a server somewhere. But in order for it to get to that server, how many people can intercept that information on the way to the server? Wherever, we don't have a clue where this iCloud stuff, where this cloud stuff is. And I know some people not quite understanding what we're talking about, but it's, when you want to save your personal information and you don't have enough space on your device, on your computer, your phone, your laptop, you can send it to a cloud service. And a cloud service, you upload it to the cloud service and they'll keep it for you. So anytime you need to retrieve that information, you just log on to your cloud service. But the thing is, who's in charge of this cloud service? What are they doing to protect it? And where is that information? Ultimately, we'll be stunned to find out where some of our stuff and who is keeping some of our personal information. Sometimes I don't even want to know.
Even if it is in the cloud, it still has to have a physical reference point.
Right, a physical location, and it's on a hard drive somewhere.
So, you know, I think that agencies such as MI6 in England, the CIA, here in the
NSA,
the NSA, the KGB, all of these intelligence agencies are dibbling and dabbling with this information.
I think a lot of them have it. They have, of course, Russia already has our information, I'm sure, and China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, if you have some concerns about, you know, your privacy issues, I guess the best thing and perhaps the only thing to do is to walk that straight and narrow path, because somewhere, somehow, somebody can lower the boom and drop the info on you. It's like, you know, when you watch there's a crime series that comes on television. Oh, yeah, The First 48 Hours. And a lot of times, it never ceases to be. Yep, that's so true. And it never ceases to amaze me how when the cops are questioning these suspects, how, you know, they're in denial and they don't even realize that they committed the crime right under the watchful eye of a camera that was on top of a building or on a telephone pole. And, you know, the cops will be asking questions that they'll continue to deny, and then eventually they will show that information, and then they'll ask the question, are you going with that? And they have to break down.
Right.
And, you know, it's deny, 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 deny. But the fact of the matter is, unless you walk a straight and narrow path.
Do you ever think that United States could be turned into Canada? Do you ever think that the United States will ever be turned into Canada?
Will be turned into Canada? To what extent? I'm not really sure I understand.
The U.S. right now is under a government, right?
Mm-hmm.
If wanted to, do you think that he could get rid of U.S. and make us all go to Canada? Do you think that ever can happen?
You know what, Pastor Shauna, nothing surprises me at this point. Nothing surprises me. I mean, you know, you got the conflict there and the Palestinian and the Israeli conflict, and it's all having to do with land and the West Bank. Who is there first? Who is the rightful heir to that parcel? And, you know, so it's a similar situation there. Whether or not United States and Canada will ever enter into some sort of agreement or some sort of requirement that U.S. citizens move to Canada, I don't know. But again, at the age of my life,
because a lot of people are stating that they're going to move to Canada from the U.S. anyway. They don't want to be here anymore. They say that that's where they want to move to, that that's safer. But I think that's the first place that they will blow up.
Well,
is Canada,
yeah, I mean,
before they blew up the U.S. What you think, Michael?
You know, Harold, she brought it up, but I would just say this. Actually, I think it's actually more probable that Canada be annexed by the United States or something than the other way around. They already. Somebody was driving from Winnipeg, New Zealand, from Detroit to Toronto. I fell asleep, and I thought I was still in the States. I mean, you can't even tell the difference. I think it's really actually easier for the United States to at some point in the future annex Canada than for it to be the other way around. But that's interesting. See, this is the type of conversation you get caught up in when you run out of time. But I just want to say something before we do run out of time, and that is I wanted to mention, Harold, about a couple of sponsors that we had not talked about previously, and that is African Fast Four, because they are one of our major supporters. And African Fashions and More is part of Classic Expression in Oak Park on 9 Mile Road. And what I am amazed about with African Fashions and More is the amount of authentic, colorful fabrics and outfits that they have on display. And Pastor Taylor and I are going to go over there and take pictures with the owner pretty soon. Because we want you to meet the owner, but we also want everybody to see the colors of fabric prints that they have over at
African Fashions and More.
And actually, I'm about to become a customer because they're going to make me a queen outfit and a princess outfit. And you never know what else I might get from there for y'all that want to get married. Definitely go African Fashions and More. People always come up to Mike and me and say, where can I purchase authentic African clothing? we just tell them, hey, we don't know why they asked us, but we just tell them, go to African Fashions and More. The address is 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park, Michigan. Phone number is 248-951-2363. And I'm going to tell you something. They got a deal going on. You got to get ready for African History Month. You Black History, you got to get ready for that. So, you know, they got your coffee hats and, you know, they got stuff for men and they got the stuff for the ladies. And I just love African Fashions and More. Oh, I can't wait to wear one of their blazers. Also, they have long jackets for this weather. They have long short sleeves, bow ties, ties. They have a shirt, skirt, maxi short, pants set, separate for all year around, winter coat. And they have stuff for the children, too. So please come on down to African Fashions and More. The address is 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park, Michigan. And I know some of you husbands out there want to buy your lady something. I know sometimes you just want them to wear something different, to be authentic, to come back with their originality. That's right, where they first came from. So why can't we just all that?
Yeah, and we're here in the midst of Kwanzaa. We're in day three of the Kwanzaa celebration. Today's day is Ujamaa, which is collective work and responsibility. So, you know, in the midst of that, there's still a few days left in the Kwanzaa celebration to go over there to African Fashions and get yourself some garments. But like you've mentioned also, Pastor Shauna, going into the month of February, we'll have an entire month of Black history. And there are going to be numerous celebrations and opportunities to wear African garb and to adorn those fashions from the motherland, which in many instances are very colorful, very descriptive, and have a mindset with respect to how you are approaching activities that you're engaged in. They have garments for dance. They have garments for official business. They have garments that you can, you know, just wear for recreational purposes and things of that sort. So, yeah, that's, you know, you bring about a very, very important time. So between now, I mean, just here we are at the end of December, January, of course, we'll see the celebration of the Dr. King holiday, and then even going after that into the month of February. So there's a great opportunity to utilize those fashions and have activities to wear them on.
We also have a designer on site. And there's no middleman to it. You can go in directly and purchase what you need to purchase. Anything that you need, they can get it for you. And it doesn't matter what size or it doesn't matter who you are, what color you are, what race you are. All that matters is that you support African Fashions and More to get your authentic African wear. What I wanted to talk about tonight is that every day we're seeing someone pass away. And every day, one minute they're here, and the next day they're gone. And what you have to do, you have to get some financial backing. So Renee Cunningham, she always talks about having financial backing for your family, for your loved ones. If you were to die today, I wouldn't want to get a GoFundMe account. I would actually want to have a financial backing. I would want to have some type of insurance, and I would want to have death insurance. And I would want to make sure that my children are covered from generation on down. So remember Renee Cunningham. Remember her, because she's a great part to this right now. You can definitely, definitely find her. She's always supporting. She's always helping the community, always making a difference in someone else's life, especially her children's life, her family life, and those who care about her. And I tell you one thing, she always lets you know, stability is key. Financial support for your husband, for your wife is key. Harold, I know you got life insurance. And I know you got it for your loved ones and your family. Michael, I know you got health insurance and life insurance. And that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. I don't want the hat to have to be passed. That reeks of irresponsibility and inability to be mindful of your legacy. And I always want to be mindful of that. Now I may not be able to leave millions, but you know, I want my wife to just know that, you know, if that time should come, that, you know, the business can be handled. My requests are modest in terms of, you know, my going away, but we don't have to, you know, look to spending $50,000, $75,000 for a funeral, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. But you know, just so that my family does not have to pass the hat around. I used to wonder, you know, years and years ago, why was it that when somebody Black passed away, that their funeral was like 10 days later? Well, come to find out, generally speaking, a lot of us did not have the benefit of having, you know, an insurance policy that would facilitate our final rankings. So
awesome.
I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there in that situation. I don't want to leave that kind of on my wife or on my children. And you're so right. You know, having an opportunity one of the things that we do, I know our time is going short, but
yes,
during
the
reunion.
Renee Cunningham, she's also our legacy protector. She is on our hotline planning for the future. We always talk about her early in the week. She takes life serious, and she also makes future and spiritual commitment and taking the steps to make a preparation for your financial future. In some cases, for some of us, it means stop doing things that take away or chip away at your savings and your income and start getting on a healthy track to financial security. Her phone number is 313-769-8583. Renee Cunningham. Her number again is 313-769-8583. And make sure you tell her.
Yep, our legacy protector. All right, this is National Detroit Weekly with Michael Van Tool, Harold Sullivan, and Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission. Don't forget, if you're looking for commercial loans for your business, call Ocean Financial Services at 248-516-8300. Again, 248-516-8300 for financial services for your business. And what else? Pastor Taylor was telling me something.
And also, don't forget about Beacon Outreach Mission. We need to raise money for the mission. We want to open up a shelter for families. Right now, what I'm noticing is that men cannot go to a shelter with the wife and the child. So our address to the church is 24681 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48075. Our service is from 2 to 5 o'clock. Please make a donation, write a check to Beacon Outreach Mission. That's right, BEACON Outreach Mission. Let's make a difference by building our community and uplifting families.
All right, Harold, it's been great. Thank you to the listeners for chiming in and listening to the talk show with us. And thank you for those who have called in. And we appreciate it. Thank you for all those who are listening. We appreciate that, too. This is National Detroit Weekly. We're so glad that you're here. And we're going to be here every Wednesday for a new program. And you can always sit back and listen to previous programs. So we're really excited about you listening. And Harold, as I always say, people listen to the program throughout the week. So we know that tonight is not the only time that people listen. That sometimes there are more people listening on other nights than we do on the night that we issue. So we really appreciate it. And I just love the fact that Blog Talk Radio makes the program available every day. There are people listening to the program from early this summer. But we thank you. God bless you. And we'll see you next time.
The new year is 2017. It's going to be your new year and your great year. Get ready.
Amen.